have people out and about striping the roads during this time of year because that's when a lot of our work takes place. And these people, to get those stripes in the middle of the road or on the side of the road, have to actually physically be in the road. And we take every precaution to protect them using flashing signs and a big truck that drives behind them to alert motorists to go around. But nonetheless, we have had at least five, if not more, instances of very harrowing near misses just this year. So we're just trying to alert folks to be on the lookout for these people as they're on the move, trying to make our highways better, trying to make those stripes more visible so everybody can stay safe.
Compared to regular construction sites, though, the motorists don't have the long lead time, do they, to get ready? I know you post signs that say stripe painting or something up ahead, but motorists don't have quite as much time of notification and adjustment to slow down before they get to where the striping is going on, do they?
We try and give motorists just as much advance notice about striping or any of our work zones. These folks are on the move a little bit more than some of our work, so the precaution might be a little less, but nonetheless, we do use, again, what we call a TMA, their truck-mounted attenuators, if I said that. I don't know if I said that right, but a big truck that has a flashing arrow on the back. It's equipped so that if someone hits it, it will absorb the impact, and we do try and take every precaution to alert motorists just as soon as we can that they're coming up on, really on any kind of a changing condition on the highway. Whether it's striping or a work zone.
So far, there's been one fatality and several injuries.
That's exactly right. I don't think you could probably talk to very many of our striping crews or any of our road crews who couldn't probably tell you a near miss story or some sort of a story where they've had brushes that have been very scary or life-threatening. And so as a result, especially during this time of year when people are out on the roads a lot, they're traveling for vacation, it also happens to be the time that we're out on the roads quite a bit because we're trying to get a lot of road work done while the weather is good, and we're just encouraging them to focus on driving when they're behind the wheel of the car and pay attention not to text or talk on the cell phone and obey the speed limit, all of those really very common sense reminders to focus on driving when they're out on the highway.
Do fines apply the same way with these circumstances as they apply in construction areas?
You mean like the hit a worker?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they would. That would that new law that hit a worker, you could face a $10,000 penalty and possible loss of license, would apply to these striping crews as well as any of our workers who are out on the roads.